Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. The Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
Hi, this is Darren Root, Executive Editor of the CPA Technology Advisor, and I'm doing a show today on Who's Who, our Who's Who series that will be coming out with our magazine in the June issue. So, first of all, I'd like to introduce you to my guest, Shafat Kazi. Shafat is the CEO of BQE. So, Shafat, welcome.
Thank you, Darren, and glad to be here.
So, Shafat, you guys have a phenomenal product, tons of users, been around for a long time. If you don't mind, just tell our listeners a little bit about what you do. And because I know you acquired another company. It was either early 09 or late 08. So kind of tell us about all that.
Yes, absolutely. So we had a podcast right after that, if you remember. That was late 2009. But just to give you an overview, you know, my name is Shafat Kazi. I am the CEO and the founder of BQE Software. We're located here in California, in Los Angeles. That's where our headquarters is. And we have offices in other parts of the country and outside of the country, in Australia and Europe and in India. But essentially, you know, what we really do is we kind of look at businesses, and we try to analyze their mundane, repetitive tasks that they do every day on a day-to-day basis and go back and say, how can we solve these or get rid of these repetitive tasks by creating a software solution that automates these, given at the end of the day the business owners, you know, more time to focus on their business rather than, you know, do those repetitive tasks. And we started with BillQuick, which really focused on the billing process of a professional services firm and the process of collecting time and expenses from team that can be then cross-billed. And we have, you know, taken this very complex process and really simplified it. And that's why we shine in that area with over 200,000 users today using BillQuick all over the world and, you know, depending actually on this tool to really take care of their billing and complex tasks of staff utilization and things like that. So that's what we do. Yes, we were among very few companies last year that continued to thrive, you know, in the economy we had last year. And we were fortunate enough to be able to even acquire a business that brings in more of the project management and the contact management functionalities to our products. So a product called Archie Office, an engineer office, an accountant office, these are the products that this company makes more specialized to engineering, architecture, accounting office, and gives more robust contact management capabilities and engagement management capabilities, and also some practice management features that BillQuick, you know, users were looking for. So we're bringing that in. So it's a great addition to our team.
Yeah. Well, Shafat, 200,000 users is phenomenal. I mean, that's almost unheard of, you know, until you get to the really big guys, you know?
Correct. So, we are going through the growing pains. We've been around for 15 years, so kind of matured in managing the business, but we haven't really matured in managing the user base as large as that. But what makes our day is that we look at the different benchmarks that we set up for ourselves, and one of them is the service we provide our customers. And over again, we run these independent surveys, and we always exceed our own expectations. So that's what makes our day, is that, hey, we are not dropping the quality as our base is increasing.
You know, I know last year, well, before I say that, you know, your product, like you said, has been around for a long time. It's a very mature product, very solid, stable product. That's a given. But last year you acquired the new company, and you and I did a podcast shortly thereafter. How has that acquisition impacted the way things are going on your roadmap for the future?
Oh, it's been one of the best things that happened to our business. Not just the fact that we did get that extra knowledge and functionalities into our portfolio, but also the fact that the team that we acquired as a part of that acquisition from a company that was known as Orange Loft, the CEO of the Orange Loft, Stephen Burns, who now heads the products and product strategy and innovations area of BQE, and others that came with that team. It's just been great marriage. It's, you know, we really think alike, and it's just been a wonderful experience of bringing a new dimension to our workforce also. So we're excited on both fronts, product as well as the resources that we brought in.
So for those users or those listeners that we have today that are not familiar with what BuildQuick does, give me, you know, just your snapshot that you'd want them to know as to what BuildQuick does.
Oh, absolutely. BuildQuick is, you know, basically a business management software. And the key core functionality of our product really is ability for businesses to track their time and expenses and ability for them to manage their projects or engagements and then convert that time and expense into money by creating invoices. Now, we don't look at producing invoices by basically opening up a screen in the computer and start typing. We produce invoices by building intelligence into our software. So essentially, most of our customers, if they set up their client correctly and they tell the system what the billing arrangement with the client is, and that's pretty much all you got to do. Other than that, have your team put in the time into the right client's engagement or project, and BuildQuick does the billing for you. And it's amazing how much time we save people by producing the right invoices with the right format and with the right rate. And for professional services business that do an average about 50 to 60 invoices, you know, small businesses, they do 50 to 60 invoices a month. It used to be, you know, about 10 minutes per invoice. So we were talking about 500 to 600 minutes. That task is now handled in less than 10 minutes because the system does it for you. So that's where we, you know, bring in the ability to get those invoices out quickly, improve the cash flow. I'll give you a very simple example of what one of my customers said. He said that by having BuildQuick, they were able to get the invoices out 7 days faster, which meant basically cash flow improvement of 7 days. But now you multiply it by 12, so it essentially translates to about 3 months worth of cash flow in his first 12-month period with our application that came in faster. And that helped that company become more profitable that year. So we underestimate the impact of delayed invoicing or delayed billing until we see, you know, getting it out in time means more profit at the end of the year. And that's what we focus on.
Yeah, absolutely. So the accounting firm that's out there, I mean, this is a product that they would use really for practice management. They would do their time and billing, which is something, you know, that is a necessary part of their day. But you can also do, as you mentioned, I want to make sure that our listeners understand the practice management or the project management component, which is a huge component for an accounting firm, you know, tracking projects and tasks through an organization.
Absolutely, absolutely. So not only do you get an engagement and you get to spend time on it, right from the step one in BuildQuick, you would be able to set up that engagement, tell the system who are the people in the company that are going to work on it, when are they going to work on it. You can assign dates to those tasks, and then you can even assign hours to those tasks so that people that are working on that task know what your expectations are in getting that task done. So as they're recording time, they'll get the real-time feedback and saying, okay, you know, you put in 4 hours into this client meeting, and this task was supposed to be done in 3 hours, so you kind of ran an hour over. So you're constantly allowing people to self-police themselves, and for those lump sum fee or fixed fee engagements that people are usually involved in, it allows you to prevent that, you know, bleeding off the budget. So that helps you become more profitable. So it's a fully developed project management software, engagement management software. It goes way beyond just the simple time tracking and expense tracking. It's smart enough to keep people in line so that they're doing what they're told to do, and they're trying to do it within the allocated time frame.
You know, what you mentioned, there was something that I think all small firms are starting to deal with as they move to sort of fixed fee and flat fee sort of structures is scope creep. It's kind of what you were getting at there, you know, where the client wants you to keep doing more and more. You know, just because you go to a fixed fee doesn't mean we stop tracking time. We have to have a benchmark to track time against that fixed fee, because, boy, if you have any more than one person in your firm, you got to know what everybody else is doing.
Exactly.
The time. So what do you see, Siobhan, happening? What's your roadmap starting to look like? What do you see in the profession and the industry as well that we need to be thinking about as we move our firms forward?
Well, we're working on a lot of exciting projects here at BQE, and one that has been in testing and beta for about 9 months is our software as a service model, a product that we haven't quite given an official name yet, but inside name is BillQuickOnline.com, and allowing our customers really to use our application on a hosted model, where they really don't have to worry about the servers and the IP addresses and the backups and the hardware maintenance and all the headaches that go along with that. So they would put their database on the cloud and use it literally from anywhere. So we're really excited about that. With 9 months of testing, we're looking at another 2 to 3 months and hoping to have it out late summer this year. And our SaaS model is unique in the sense that it actually allows syncing with the desktop application of BillQuick. So think about it like an Exchange model where, you know, you have an Exchange server and you got an Outlook client and you got a cell phone and all of them syncing with the cloud, which is in this case, instead of the Exchange server, it's our servers in our data center. So we're really excited. We're looking forward to its launch. And I think giving our customers that mobility that they need and at the same time kind of freeing them up from worrying about hardware and backups.
Now, that's hugely important, I think, because as you look at the particularly small firms, you know, and 90-plus percent of all firms, you know, are by definition fewer than 10 people or a small firm.
Correct.
In the country. So the majority of them, anymore, what we're finding, if you've ever heard me speak, I talk a lot about this idea of getting rid of this IT component and outsourcing that. So I'm really excited to hear that you guys are going to launch that later this summer. One other question. So, you know, I track my time, I create an invoice, you know, I track my project. What are you seeing taking place on the getting paid side? You know, let's say I get an invoice out quickly. How can we make that process a little bit better?
Well, that's always been a challenge. Our customers tell us, you know, how do we, you know, do you have a, you know, pay fast software or pay quick like you have BillQuick? You know, other than the fact that you could, you know, make it such that it becomes easier for your customers to pay, and what we did in that area, Darren, and we did that many years ago, is we implemented the electronic payment system into our invoices. When you actually send an invoice as an email to your customer from BillQuick, they have an option right there within that email to click and pay that invoice in full or partially. Now, the payment actually ends up in your bank almost instantly, but where we made our application smart is next time you turn on BillQuick, it will actually download those payments for you and apply them to the right invoices and let you know who paid and who didn't pay or, you know, what kind of payment it was. So that has definitely helped our customers, and we were really pleasantly surprised. We thought the professional services businesses would never get a merchant account and never, you know, want to take payments by credit card. It has dramatically helped, and we did a research on it, a little bit of survey with our customers that used it and their customers that actually paid. And what we heard from their clients was, hey, when I pay through credit card, I get mileage. And in many cases, people said, well, I pay through credit card, I get another 30 days to, you know, pay my credit card bill. So I'm really delaying my, you know, giving myself a little bit more room and keeping my cash flow in a better situation. So there were incentives that people find and businesses find that in paying through credit card. So definitely I would encourage professional service businesses to start thinking about accepting or getting a merchant account, and most banks do offer it at at very low fee nowadays, and plugging that into BillQuick, that account code, and letting your invoices be smart enough to accept electronic payments.
Well, as always, you guys are always ahead of the curve. That's a phenomenal feature. We, in our firm, I think we're up to about 35% credit cards.
Oh, wow.
What our range is at this point. And, you know, I just always assume that people want to do business the way that I do, Shafat, and we pay as many bills as we can through credit card at our office because I like the points. I like to travel, and it's why not?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, to make it even more sweeter, give people an incentive to pay, you know, via credit card within, you know, 5 days of the invoice is received rather than the normal net 30 period that you typically give them. So give your clients that incentive to say, if you pay this invoice by this date by credit card, you know, there's a 10% discount on this invoice. And after that, you know, you have to pay in full. So give some care to them to be able to exercise and click on that button that appears on our electronic invoices.
Well, Shafat, thanks for your time today. You know, I told you I'd only try to keep you 10 or 15 minutes, but I could talk to you about this all afternoon.
I know, and you know this better than anyone else, how important the ability for business owners is to have the key performance indicators at their fingertips so that they can, you know, really understand where their business is going, and that's exactly what we do, and I know it resonates with your teachings really well.
Yeah. So a couple of things I want to ask you before we get off. One, best way for somebody to find out about BillQuick?
Well, the best thing is to go to our website, which is bqe.com or billquick.com, or call us on toll-free, 888-245-5669. And you know, unlike other companies, you don't get into this queue. You will see actual real humans here in Los Angeles answering the phone and helping you out.
Fantastic. My second question is, what shows will you guys be at in the next month or two?
So we are planning to be on several shows. There is a show called System Design Administrator Show in Vegas happening in middle of the May. Following that, we are also going to be at Joe Woodard's show in Atlanta. And after that, we're also planning to be at the June CPA, Cal CPA show here in Los Angeles. And then an AIA show, which is American Institute of Architects, that's happening in Miami. And then we're also scheduled to be in Palm Springs for a engineering show called Structural Engineers Association of California show. And finally, we will be at the Doug Slater show in November, which is happening this year, I believe, in Vegas.
That's correct. So I think that one's at the Paris Hotel. So lots of opportunities for people to see you guys this year. You guys have a great website. You know, if you want to see screenshots or do a demo, all that's available there. So lots of ways to learn today. Shafat, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it, and hope you guys have a fantastic year.
Thank you, Darren.
All right, thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit www.cpatechadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune into future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.